So Daniels will get the basketball as Fairgrove will throw it in. Daniels up top gets the ball over to Padgett. Padgett at the free throw line. On the baseline now to Hart. Now they go other side. Basket is good by Green. And it's a 10-2 Fairgrove lead in the ball game. Peterson underneath. And some contact there on the shot. No good. Fairgrove with the rebound. Now Green's going to take it up, and she's going to get fouled. So Jillian Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. And I believe it'll be Abby Green picking up the foul, her first on Lady Eagles. Jillian Green shooting two. First one's good. And now Zoe Shrub comes in, and Zoe Scharnhorst has to come out with those two fouls here in the first quarter. 4:33 to go in the first quarter. Green hits the second free throw. Also, Ashley Colton will come in, and Jillian Green will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. It's 10-4. Fairgrove with the lead, and it's Daniels bringing the ball up the floor. Man-to-man by the Lady Zizzers. They'll give the ball up to Green. Now from the left wing, three-pointer is no good by Hart. McWilliams with the rebound, and here comes Lucy Hafer. Hafer on the right, and they're going to say Peterson. Travel with a basketball. So turnover on the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Fairgrove basketball with 4:13 go here. And the first quarter, Lady Zizzers trailing by six. Padgett across the timeline. She'll go to the right side. Up top now is Green for Fairgrove. And they'll go down baseline. I believe that's Hart. Hart trying to penetrate. Kicks the ball out to Bell. Bell in the lane. Shot up, and it falls in. So Bell gets the basket, and it's now a 12-4 Fairgrove lead. McWilliams with the basketball. Right side to Shrub. Now they'll go to Colton. And Colton turned around, but Peterson, she threw it too high to Peterson on the low post, and it goes out of bounds. Another turnover on the Lady Zizzers. Here comes Padgett, and she will push it up the floor right down the lane. Missed the shot. Peterson with the rebound. Here comes McWilliams. Gets the ball over to Hafer. Ball on the floor. Loose ball. Here comes Padgett with it. For Daniels, I mean. And now we've got a collision with three players on the floor. Two for the Lady Zizzers and one for Fairgrove. They're going to call Peterson for the foul. Third team foul on Lady Zizzers, first on Peterson. And now coming in is Crowley. Going out is Daniels. And it'll be Crowley to throw it in on the baseline for Fairgrove. They'll kick it out, and the three-pointer is no good by Bell. Rebound Lady Zizzers. Lucy Hafer bringing it up. Gets it on the right side. Green up top. Shot no good. Rebound Fairgrove. And here they come again. And it'll be Bell in the lane. They're going to call another foul on the Lady Zizzers. And let's see. Lucy Hafer will pick up the foul, her first. That's the fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And at the free throw line is Ashton Bell. He hits the first one. Scooby into the ball game now for Fairgrove. Bell's second free throw is good. Fairgrove is a very good free throw shooting ball club, folks. Fairgrove has opened up a 10-point lead with 2:50 to go first quarter. McWilliams with it at the free throw line. Gives it over to Green now. Green trying to drive. Pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Jillian Green hits the jumper from the free throw line. And Lady Zizzers trailing by eight. And just like that, back down the floor comes Fairgrove. But Lady Zizzers get the rebound on the missed shot. Shrub on the right side. Ford Lady Zizzers goes to Colton on the inside, and Ashley is going to get fouled. See who they call this one on. It's going to be on Scooby. That's her first, second team foul. And Ashley Colton's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. 2:19 to go, first quarter. Coach Gary Green for Fair Grove didn't like it that she's shooting the free throws. Ashley Colton hits the first free throw. That's her first point of the ball game. Lady Zizzers trailing by 7. Trailing by 8 as Colton hits both of them. And Lady Zizzers trailing by 6, 2:15. And three-pointer is going to be good by Hart for Fair Grove. And just like that, it's back to a 9-point lead. Scissors with the basketball. Green up top. Trying to drive. Gets in the lane. Turn around. No good. Rebound comes down to Fair Grove. And here they come, folks. They just push the ball up the floor. They dare you to stop them. And another foul on West Plains. And Hart's going to go to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Fair Grove. And the foul is going to be on Zoe Shrub, her first. That's the 15th foul. So now Hart hits the free throw. And now it's a 10-point lead. Scharnhorst back in. Shrub comes out. And miss on the second free throw. Jillian Green with the rebound for the Zizzers. Green bringing it up. She'll kick it out. Lucy Hafer. They're going to say Lucy Hafer traveled with the basketball. Ashley Colton comes out. Shaylee Peterson back in for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. It's 18-8. Fair Grove with the lead. Daniels. Here's a rare oddity. She's walking it up the floor across the timeline. She'll come to the left side. Now they'll go back door to her. She missed the shot. Jillian Green with the rebound, and she's going to get fouled. That'll be the third team foul this quarter on Fair Grove. And it's going to be on Crowley. That's her first. Lady Zizzers bring it up. McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it to Hafer at the free throw line. Hafer back to McWilliams, almost stolen away. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's Fair Grove basketball. And Fair Grove is really putting the defensive pressure on the Lady Zizzers here. Here comes Daniels up the floor again. And now it's going to be Green out top. Green up top to go around the horn, and Shaylee Peterson steals the basketball. Gives it up to Jillian Green across the timeline. Peterson down on the block, shot up, no good. And here comes Daniels again up the floor, pushing the basketball, and missed the shot. Peterson gets it up to McWilliams. She had to save it from going out of bounds. And Peterson's on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball. 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And it'll be Fair Grove basketball. So Padgett will throw it in. Daniels gets it over to Scooby. And up top, it's going to be Daniels. Lady Zizzers got their hands on it, but couldn't steal it. And Daniels is going to miss a layup. Peterson with the rebound. And now it's stolen and put back in by Daniels. At the end of 1:20-8, Fair Grove with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School, 44th Annual Fairgrove Girls Invitational Tournament. It's a winner's bracket semifinal action. Fairgrove leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers 20-8 as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And it'll be for the Lady Zizzers, the same starting lineup. And I believe, well, Fairgrove has a couple of different ones. McWilliams for Lady Zizzers gives it up to Peterson up top. Scharnhorst, and now Fairgrove steals the basketball, and here they come the other way, and that is Paget with a layup. McWilliams with the basketball on the left wing. McWilliams. Now she'll switch the other way, shot up, no good, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. Ainsley McWilliams with 4 points in the ballgame, 22-10, Fairgrove with the lead, and Crowley with the basketball. Up top they go, that is Bell, gives it up to Daniels now on the left wing. She'll go cross court to Crowley. Crowley on the right wing. Crowley going to drive the baseline, kicks it out to the wing, and three-pointers no good, and the rebound is McWilliams. Here comes McWilliams up the floor. Lucy Hafer on the right wing. Hafer gets it to Jillian Green on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. She gets fouled. Shaylee Peterson going to the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see. Believe it's going to be Hart picking up the foul for Fairgrove. And that is the first team foul, second quarter, on Fairgrove. Peterson hits the first free throw, and that is her first point to the ball game. Lucy Hafer comes out. Ashley Colton comes in. Also, Zoe Scharnhorst comes out. Zoe Shrub comes in. And Peterson hits the second free throw. Lady Zizzers trailing by 10 with 6:43 to go first half. With the basketball is Hart up top. Hart gives it up to Crowley. Crowley up top. Now Bell kicks it out in the corner. They go back to Bell underneath. Shot up, no good. Peterson, and she's going to get tied up. And it will be Fairgrove basketball. Daniels will throw it in on the baseline. And it will be Hart now. Back to Daniels in the left corner. Left wing, Hart up top. They'll go around the horn. Crowley is going to hit the three from the right wing. So Crowley gives Fairgrove a 13-point lead, and it's stolen away by Paget, and she'll give it up, or I should say Paget will score on the layup, and now Fairgrove leads it 27-12. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. McWilliams, and she's going to get fouled. So Ainsley, McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Hart just picked up her second foul, second team foul of the quarter. And Ainsley McWilliams will go to the free throw line. First one's good for McWilliams. Delani Wahome will come in Lucy Hafer in. Jillian Green and Shaylee Peterson will get a break for the ladies' scissors. McWilliams' second free throw is good. McWilliams with 6 points. Lady Scissors trail by 13. Crowley with it, and she throws it right to McWilliams, who takes off the other way. McWilliams has it knocked away by Crowley coming up from behind. It'll be Lady Scissor ball on the baseline. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Lady Scissors trailing by 13. McWilliams will toss it in to Joey Shrub. Shrub in the lane, and she traveled with the basketball. Zoe Scharnhorst going to check back in. Zoe Shrub's going to come out of the ball game. And now Lady Scissors with full court pressure. And Daniels just bringing it up the floor all the way and makes the layup, and she's fouled. So Daniels now has 4 points in the ball game. Foul is going to be on Delani Wahome. That's her first. And free throw was good that time by Daniels. Lady Scissors are now trailing by 16, 5:25. And right over the back of Wahome is Bell. Bell picks up the foul. That's her first, third team foul on Fair Grove here in the second quarter. So coming in now will be Keeps. Crowley will come out. Keeps comes in. Lady Scissors will inbound. McWilliams up top to Abby Hilt, who's in the ball game. It's stolen by Daniels. Here comes Daniels. She's going to hand it off. Inside, shot up is no good, but Ashley Colton's going to get called for the foul. And to the free throw line will be Padgett to shoot two. And Ashley Colton's first foul. Second team foul. First free throw is no good for Padgett. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. So Padgett now with 7 points in the ball game. And it's stolen by Daniels underneath. And missed the layup. Puts it back up, no good. Padgett had 2 shots at it. Wahome gets the rebound up ahead to Colton, who hits the deck. Missed the shot, hit the deck, no call. Here comes Fair Grove. And it's good by Green. And now Lady Scissors pushing the basketball. Three-pointer is going to be good. Ashley Colton, she hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the rebound comes down to Bell for Fair Grove. Fair Grove with the basketball. Wahome with it. Gives it up McWilliams. Lady Scissors pushing the basketball. McWilliams' long three is no good. And rebound comes down to Fair Grove. Hilt, and it's almost stolen by Colton. And now Bell on a long three is an air ball, no good. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. 4:08 to go here in the first half. 33-17, Fair Grove with the lead. And I have no idea what Coach Gary Green is complaining to the officials down there on the far end about. You would think he was behind by 20. McWilliams with the basketball. Daniels is right there. Now we've got 5-second call on McWilliams. Coach Otter is not happy with the way this ball game's being officiated. Fair Grove, very physical team, and if the Lady Scissors get physical, they get called for foul. Underneath they go. Wahome with the block shot on Green, and there is Ashley Colton, who missed the layup on the other end. Here comes Daniels back for Fair Grove. Kicks it out. Bell's going to fire the three. It's no good. And rebound by Keats. She'll kick it out. Now they go other side. And the three-pointer is going to be good for Keats. She hits the three-pointer. It's 36-17. Fairgrove with the lead with 3:12 to go in the first half. McWilliams will set up the offense this time up top. She'll go to the right, kicks it out to Hill. Abby Hill up top for the Lady Zizzers. And Hill had it knocked away. Now Colton will fire up from the baseline. It's no good. And now we got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. And this one is going to go against McWilliams, her first, third team foul on Lady Zizzers. Fairgrove will bring it up. Daniels with the basketball, goes right side. That will be Keats. Now we've got a foul. They're going to call Ashley Colton underneath. That's Ashley Colton's second, fourth foul on Lady Zizzers here in the second quarter. Lucy Hafer is going to come out of the ball game. Jillian Green back in. Daniels now gets it up top. That would be Padgett. Now they're looking. They're going to come over to the left wing. Back over. Daniels from the right wing for three. It's no good. Wahome and got a jump ball. And it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Now Fairgrove will set up with some full court man-to-man. Up the floor they go. Colton tries to go underneath. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the baseline with 2:20 to go in the first half. 36-17. Fairgrove with the lead. McWilliams will throw it in. And tries to get it to Green. Colton picks up the loose basketball. Colton gives it to Green. She'll fire a three. It's good. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Golden Thayer, three-pointer. Lady Zizzers trailing by 16 with 2 minutes to go first half. With the basketball is Green for Fairgrove. Up top to Daniels. They'll come left side. That's Keeps. Now they go inside and back out. And three-pointer is no good. McWilliams with the rebound. Here she comes, pushing it up the floor. Gets it to Hilt on the left wing. Jillian Green shuffled her feet on that three-point shot. And it's a turnover that goes to Fairgrove. Zoe Shrub comes in. Abby Hilt going to have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. Minute 38 to go here in the first half. Here comes Daniels. Daniels. And it's going to be a block on Wahome. That'll be her second foul. And that's now the fifth team foul. So for a minute 34 in the second quarter, Fairgrove will get to shoot free throws. And Daniels hits the first one. Bell will come back in. Keeps will go out for Fairgrove. Minute 34 to go here in the first half. Daniel's second free throw is good. Fairgrove leads it 38-20. Jillian Green brings it up. She'll turn around in the lane. Shot up, no good. And Fairgrove with the rebound. Daniels with the basketball. Down on the block, kicks it back up top. Three-pointer is no good. Jillian Green with the rebound. Here comes the Lady Zizzers. Green with it. Right side to Shrub. Back to Green on the right wing. Back to McWilliams now up top. McWilliams. And they're going to say she traveled with the basketball. Fairgrove will have the basketball. A minute two to go first half. They lead it by 18. Daniels will walk it across the timeline. She'll bring it to the left wing. To Padgett. Padgett up top. And driving the lane. They kick it underneath. And baskets good by Scooby. Fairgrove leads it by 20 with 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Jillian Green in the lane. Shot up. It goes in. Jillian Green now has 9 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. Fairgrove with the basketball. Daniels gives it up to Green up top. And now Daniels with it up top. 12 seconds to go in the half. Daniels trying to drive. Puts the shot up. No good. Peterson with the rebound. And it is stolen away. And now they're going to call a foul on Jillian Green. That'll be her first. And that'll put Daniels at the free throw line. And I'm thinking that there's a lot of that contact on the other end that's not getting called, folks. Daniels hits the free throw. Fairgrove, a very, very, very physical ball club, folks. And Daniels missed the second one. Green with a rebound for the Lady Zizzers. At the half, it's 41-22. Fairgrove with the lead over the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes. We'll have for your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee.
You did say 2 minutes, right?
So many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fairgrove High School, 44th Annual Fairgrove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. Winners bracket semifinal action. Fairgrove leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers here at the half, 41-22. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show for the Lady Zizzers. Leading the way is Jillian Green with 9 points in the ball game. Ainsley McWilliams has 6, 2 points for Shaylee Peterson, 5 points for Ashley Colton. And Lady Zizzers have nobody in foul trouble, but we'll talk about fouls in a minute. For Fairgrove, they're being led by 8 points from Daniels, 6 for Hart and Green. Padgett has 7, 6 for Bell, 3 for Keeps, 3 for Crowley, and Scooby has 2. Fairgrove led it 20-8 at the end of one. They lead it 41-22 here at the half. Fairgrove has hit 3 three-pointers in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have hit 2. But let's talk fouls. Lady Zizzers were whistled for 11 fouls in the first half. Fairgrove, 6. And the difference is Fairgrove, all those fouls called on West Plains put Fairgrove on the free throw line. And they've been converting free throws. And I can tell you, folks, 11-6 on the foul situation, it is a lot more physical than that. And there should have been a lot more called on Fairgrove. They are a very, 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 very physical ball club. I've not seen a physical ball club, a club that physical, since the Fairgrove tournament last year and the Fairgrove girls. So that just gives you a little understanding of how this first half has gone so far. Letty Zizzers have turned the ball over. Also, they're missing some easy shots on the inside, and they need to pay attention on the defensive end because, let's face it, folks, when Fairgrove gets the basketball, it doesn't matter if it's a miss or a make on the Lady Zizzer end. They are pushing it up the floor, and the Lady Zizzers have been caught a few times with their backs to the basketball, not even looking, and they just run right past them and get a layup. So Lady Zizzers are going to have to get back on defense. They're going to have to pay attention, but they need to start knocking down some of those baskets, those easy shots that they've had on the inside. It is 41-22. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Also want to tell you that the West Plains Zizzer boys got a win over Mansfield in the Willard Tiger Basketball Classic at Willard High School. And the Zizzer boys won 83-73. And they will play again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And they'll play the winner of the Willard Smith Cotton Ball game. So that's how the Zizzer boys are doing. Zizzer boys now 1-1 on the season. All right, it is 41-22. Fairgrove Lady Eagles leading the West Plains Lady Zizzers here at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll have your third quarter. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Dr. Don Franklin is committed to bringing unique care to his patients.
The people that retire here are coming from largely the Midwest. That's a very active population because that's what you have to be to survive some of those winters. So they come down here and they have good weather year-round and they can fish and they can hunt and they can ski and boat and play golf. And it's a fun place to live, and I enjoy taking care of those people for sure.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Fair Grove. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment halftime show. As we start the third quarter, Lady Zizzers trail 41-22. Fair Grove gets the basketball, start the third quarter. In the length shot, no good by Fair Grove. Back up and in by Hart. Hart now with 8 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers with a starting five in there. Green up top to Scharnhorst. Scharnhorst pulls up for the shot. It's no good. Daniels with it, and she's pushing at the other end. Lucy Hafer gets in her way, but Daniels pulls up, shoots the shot over. Daniels with 10 points in the ball game. It's a 23-point lead now. McWilliams with the basketball. Peterson up top. Peterson over to Scharnhorst up top. Now Green on the left wing. Jillian Green pulls up at the free throw line. Shot no good. Daniels with the rebound. And here comes Fair Grove the other way. That would be Hart with the basketball. In the corner is Bell for three. It's no good. Peterson with the rebound. Jillian Green brings it up for Lefty Zizzers. Green over to McWilliams on the right wing. McWilliams gets it to Green down on the block. Shot up and good. Jillian Green now with 11 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trailing by 21. Bell in the left block, and it is knocked away but picked up by Daniels for Fair Grove. Daniels now has it stolen by Green, and now finally a foul on Fair Grove. And that's going to be on Hart. That's her third. And that is the first team foul on Fair Grove here in the third quarter. McWilliams with it up top. McWilliams gives it up to Peterson now up top. They'll go Green on the right wing. And now they're going to say a travel. Daniels will bring it up for Fair Grove. Bell back to Daniels, back to Bell. She's at the free throw line. And there's a foul as Jillian Green stole the basketball. from Fair Grove. And to be honest, folks, I don't think they would have called it except for she knocked her down. Paget gets the foul. That's her first. Second team foul here in the third quarter. McWilliams up top. McWilliams on the right wing. Trying to go back up top. Colton with it. Lucy Hafer will fire a three out of the corner. No good. Jillian Green has it blocked from behind. And Fair Grove with the basketball. Up the floor they come. And now they go underneath. Knocked out of bounds by Jillian Green. It'll be Fair Grove ball on the baseline. Don't get me wrong, folks. Fair Grove is a very, very, very good ball club. But they're getting away with a lot of fouling in this ball game that's not being called. And shot up, no good. Missed that time by Paget. Another miss by stolen by Hart. Back underneath, and a foul is going to be called on the Lady Scissors. And it'll be Green going to the free throw line to shoot two for Fair Grove. Foul's going to be on Shaylee Peterson. That's her second. First team foul, third quarter on Lady Scissors. And the free throw is good by Abby Green. She's got seven in the ball game. Peterson comes out. Delani Wahome comes in for the Lady Scissors. Second free throw is good by Abby Green. She's got eight. Fair Grove leads it by 23. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Wahome with the basketball. And it's going to be saved by Jillian Green up top. And she hits the three. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Lady Scissors trailing by 20 now. Fair Grove with the basketball. Daniels gives it to Green. Green around to Bell. Hart with it back to Bell. Bell trying to drive the lane, and she missed the shot. Jillian Green on the rebound for the Lady Scissors. Green across the timeline. Gives it up to Lucy Hafer. She'll fire a three up top. It's no good. Bell bringing it the other way. Gives it to Daniels. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Now Daniels has 12 points in the ball game. 22-point lead for Fair Grove with 3:58 to go third quarter. McWilliams with the basketball. Right side. That'll be Hafer. Hafer dribbles up top now. Gets a screen. Comes down the lane. Kicks it out. Green hits another three. Jillian Green with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And Lady Scissors trailing by 19 now. Fair Grove with the basketball. Shot up, no good. But rebound and put back in by Abby Green of Fair Grove. She's got 10. Jillian Green has it blocked that time out of bounds. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball on the baseline. Zoe Shrubb's going to come in. Ashley Colton's going to come out for the Lady Scissors. So Jillian Green will throw it in for the Lady Scissors on the baseline. McWilliams with it. Gives it up to Wahome. Back to McWilliams now up top. Now Shrubb with it. Shrubb trying to drive. There's going to be a foul. And that one's going to be called on Crowley. That's her second. And that is the third team foul here in the third quarter. Lady Scissors will throw it in on the baseline. Excuse me. McWilliams will throw it in. Up top. And Hafer and Bell steals the basketball. And she missed the layup, but Wahome is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Wahome's third foul. Second team foul, but more importantly, Bell goes to the free throw line, shoot two for Fair Grove. First one's good. Like I said, all the fouls put Fair Grove at the free throw line, but the Scissors can't get to the free throw line hardly. Bell hits the second one. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Jillian Green on the left wing up top, and she gets knocked down. Now we're going to have a jump ball. You know, usually when they knock you down, it's a foul in the ball game, but, you know, I don't know anything. McWilliams, and now, wait a minute. Coach Gary Green for Fair Grove, complaining about something at the scores table. Zoe Shrub kicks it out, and we're going to have a foul. And that one's going to go against Crowley. That's her third. That's the fourth team foul on Fair Grove. The Lady Zizzers will throw it in on the baseline. McWilliams gets it into Shrub. Shrub trying to drive the baseline, kicks it back out to Jillian Green on the left wing. Green spins, turns, won't drop. And it hung up there. Wahomie was on the inside but couldn't get the rebound because the ball hung up on the rim. Fair Grove on the other end. And a blocking foul now going to be called. Should have been a charge. Lucy Hafer gets called for the foul, her second. And Coach Otter is not happy about that one. She's telling the official about it right now. He's not listening to her, though. Bell at the free throw line. She missed the first one. So now Crowley comes out. And coming into the ball game is Paget for Fair Grove. And Bell makes the second free throw. She's got 9 in the ball game. Rub with the basketball and kicks it right off her foot out of bounds. Fair Grove will get the basketball. 2:23 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers trailing 54-30. Daniels will bring it up. She's walking it up the floor. She doesn't do that very often. Gives it up now to Green. Inside, knocked away by Lady Zizzers. And Zoe Shrub has to go off her foot once again out of bounds. Charnhorst is going to come in, and Shrub will come out for the Lady Zizzers. So Daniels will throw it in on the baseline. Gives it up to Scooby. Now Green with it. Bell with it at the free throw line. They try to go inside, and shot is missed. Jillian Green with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams with the basketball on the left wing. Green down the left corner. Goes into Wahomie. They'll give it up. And Zoe Shrub had it go right off her hands out of bounds. She was wide open, cutting right down the lane. Ashley Colton will come in. Zoe Scharnhorst will come out. Too many turnovers by the Lady Zizzers. Daniels up top for Fair Grove. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Now they come over to Bell. Back up top, Daniels. Back Bell on the wing for three. It's good. Ashton Bell. And it's now back up to a 27-point lead for Fair Grove. McWilliams on the right side puts a shot up. Won't fall. And Ashley Colton's going to get called over the back for the foul. That'll be Colton's third, fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. Daniels will bring it up. Lady Zizzers starting to show a little bit of three-quarter court pressure now. Three-pointer on the wing is no good. And Jillian Green with the rebound. Going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the side. 55 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 57-30. Fair Grove with the lead. McWilliams with the basketball. She'll walk it across the timeline. McWilliams, Wahomie, back over to Hafer now on the left wing. That's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it goes to Fair Grove. Peterson's going to check back in. Wahome going to come out. 41 seconds to go, third quarter. Abby Hilt comes in. McWilliams will come out. Here comes Daniels, bringing it up the floor for Fair Grove. Left side, down in the corner. With the basketball is Padgett. And Colton had her hands on it, but it's stolen back by. And now we have a travel on Daniels. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Lucy Hafer to throw it in. Ashley Colton with the basketball. And now Abby Hilt with it. Gets it over to Jillian Green. Green on the right wing and shoots an air ball. It'll be Fair Grove ball with 10 seconds to go here. Daniels pushes it up in the lane, kicks it out. Three-pointer is no good. Peterson with the rebound. And now we're going to have a foul. Joby picks up the foul, her second. That is the fifth team foul here in the third quarter, so Shadley Peterson goes to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers with 2.3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Peterson makes the first one. Peterson's got 3 points in the ball game. Make it four. And Daniels will put it up from half court. No good. 57-32. Fair Grove leads it. And we're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howell County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733 or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say goes Zizzers.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fair Grove, 44th Annual Fair Grove Girls Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's semifinal winner's bracket. West Plains Lady Zizzers are trailing Fair Grove, 57-32 here. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play, Jillian Green has been the offense for the Lady Zizzers. She has 17 of their 32 points here in the ball game tonight. Fair Grove has three players in double figures. So it'll be McWilliams, Colton, Peterson, Jillian Green, and Lucy Hafer for the Lady Zizzers. Fair Grove will get the basketball, start the fourth quarter. Daniels up top. Daniels dribbling up top, goes left side to Crowley, goes out of bounds. It's going to be Fair Grove ball on the baseline. Daniels will throw it in. Now she'll get it in to Stallings in the ball game. Daniels with it now on the left wing, cross court to going to go out of bounds, and that time it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And now Fair Grove has dropped back in a man-to-man defense. Peterson with it. Ashley Colton going to the basket. Turnaround is good. Ashley Colton at 7 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trailing by 23. Daniels with the basketball. Right side to Hart. Back to Daniels up top. Left side now. That would be Keeps. They'll put it inside. Shot up, no good. Peterson with the rebound. Up ahead, McWilliams. They'll give it to Colton. And Daniels blocked the shot. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball on the baseline. McWilliams will throw it in. On the baseline, she'll get it up to Colton. Ashley Colton up top. Now gives it to Jillian Green. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. And Jillian Green that time would hit the basket. 19 points for Jillian. 21-point lead by Fairgrove. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Daniels. They'll go left side. That would be Keeps. Back up top, Daniels. Daniels trying to get to the basket, puts it up. It's no good. Jillian Green with the rebound. Jillian will bring it up the floor. Jillian Green tries to go inside. Shaylee Peterson, now we've got a foul on the inside. Stallings, that'll be her first. First team foul on Fairgrove in the fourth quarter. Bell comes back in. And Keeps will go sit down for Fairgrove. Peterson will throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. And McWilliams couldn't get to the basketball. So it'll be Fairgrove ball now. Like I said earlier, too many turnovers. Daniels will bring it up the floor, right side to Bell now, back up to Daniels. Back to Bell on the right wing. Bell dribbling up top. They'll go around the horn. Daniels left side on the wing. She just carried the basketball, and they didn't call it. And the ball's loose inside. And finally, well, ball is loose. Peterson with the basketball. And now we got a foul called on Bell. That's going to be the second foul on Bell. Second team foul on Fairgrove. In the quarter, 5:45 to go. 21-point lead for Fairgrove. McWilliams will bring it up for the Lady Zizzers. McWilliams gives it up to Peterson up top. Now it's going to be Jillian Green. Green to Peterson down on the post. Shot up and good by Peterson. That time, Fairgrove flopped, and now we're going to get a foul on the other end. And the foul is going to be on McWilliams. That's her second. First team foul of the fourth quarter for the Lady Zizzers. Fairgrove will throw it in on the baseline. It's a 19-point Fairgrove lead, 5:24 to go in the ball game. Daniels gives it to Bell in the corner for three. It's no good. McWilliams with the rebound. Ashley Colton missed the layup. Jillian Green, we got a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Lady Zizzers. Zoe Shrub and Lucy Hafer will get a break. And McWilliams will throw it in on the baseline. Peterson with it. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be the Lady Zizzer ball on the side. Now Colton will throw it in. He'll give it to Zoe Shrub. And they said Zoe Shrub double dribble. So it'll be Fairgrove basketball. Daniels bringing it up. Up top to Bell. Now Daniels on the right wing. It'll go, well, it's stolen by Jillian Green. Jillian Green trying to get to the basket, doesn't make the layup, but the foul is going to be called on McWilliams, I believe, on the rebound. That'll be three on Ainsley McWilliams. Second team foul, third quarter, and Fairgrove wants a timeout. 4:52 to go in the ball game, 57-38, Fairgrove with the lead. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You won't get stuck between a rock and a hard place with a new Kubota utility vehicle from Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Get special financing offers during their year-end sales event, like 0% APR for 60 months on the RTV X1100 cab model, or 1.99% APR for 48 months on the Kubota Sidekick. You know you want one, so come get one during the year-end sales event at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. Now through December 31st, 2024. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Fairgrove. Zoe Shrub just hit a community banking company at Mountain Grove, West Plains, and Thayer. Three-pointer for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers trailing by 16 to Fairgrove with 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Fairgrove with the ball. Daniels missed the shot, gets her own rebound. Now on the wing, a three-pointer by Hart. She's got 11 in the ball game, and it's back to a 19-point lead. McWilliams kicks it out. Jillian Green shot, no good. Zoe Shrub was taken out on the rebound. No call, and Fairgrove will get the basketball. Crowley coming up the floor, gets it to Bell on the baseline. Bell on the right wing. Daniels with it now. 3:25 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trailing by 19. Hart with the basketball. Now it's Daniels. And that one's going to go to the Lady Zizzers. No, they're going to give it to Fairgrove. Lady Zizzers, that one went off the hands of Crowley in right in front of the Fairgrove bench, went out of bounds, and they give it to Fairgrove. And now we've got a foul. Shaylee Peterson just picked up her third personal foul in the ball game, third team foul. I'll tell you right now, Shaylee's getting a little bit tired being pushed around all game long and beat on, but she's fighting back. And Bell hits another three-pointer out of the corner. She's got 15, and it's a 22-point lead. Peterson with the basketball. Gets it to McWilliams. Now a foul's going to be called on Crowley. That's her fourth, third team foul this quarter. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. And Crowley comes out. Paget comes in. Shrub will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers. Gets it to Peterson. Shrub on the baseline, dribbles all the way through. Colton with it. And, folks, it's getting really rough in this ball game, and they're not calling it. Now they're going to call it as Jillian Green gets fouled on the shot. So that's going to be Abby Green's second foul, fourth team foul. One more on Fairgrove, and Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws. Jillian Green misses the first free throw. Lucy Hafer coming in. Ashley Colton comes out. Daniels comes out. And Paget in for Fairgrove. Second free throw for Jillian Green. And it is good. Jillian now with 20 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trailing by 21. Bell gets across the timeline. Bell driving the baseline. Shot up. She's going to get fouled. And it's probably going to be Lucy Hafer. Yes, it is. Third foul on Lucy Hafer. 14th foul on Lady Scissors. Bell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Lucy Hafer is flexing her right knee right now. Says she's okay. She's going to stay in the ball game. First free throw for Bell is good. Ashton Bell for Fair Grove now with 16 points to lead Fair Grove in the ball game. And Lucy Hafer is going to come out of the ball game. She's just that. It's the right knee, so Julia Willard will go into the ball game for the Lady Scissors. And Lucy Hafer will get checked out. Bell makes the second free throw. So now, 23-point lead by Fair Grove, 2:17 to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors with the basketball. McWilliams up top to Peterson. Shrub with it now. Shrub trying to go right side, shot off the backboard. No good, and foul's going to get called on Jillian Green. Well, no, wait a minute. Julia Willard's going to get called for the foul. Her first. And that's the 15th foul, so now Fair Grove will get to shoot free throws. If Fair Grove would commit one more foul, or should I say, if the officials will call one more foul on Fair Grove, Lady Scissors could shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. Paget at the free throw line hits both free throws. It's a 25-point lead now with 2 minutes to go. McWilliams on the right side gets tripped up, no call, and there goes Bell the other way, and Jillian Green's going to get called for the foul. So Ainsley Williams gets knocked down to the floor down here, and they don't call a foul. But Jillian Green attempts a block shot on the other end. She gets called for the foul, and they put Bell at the free throw line again to shoot two. And she makes another one. That's the way this ball game is gone, folks. Bell makes the second one. And like I said earlier, they are very, very, very good ball club. But not even a third of the fouls that Fair Grove's committed have been called in this ball game. Zoe Shrub driving. And now we've got a foul on Fair Grove. That'll be the 15th foul on Fair Grove. Lady Scissors can shoot free throws now with a minute 42 to go. Foul is on number 34. Fair Grove doesn't have a 34. Fair Grove doesn't have a 34, so I have no idea who the foul is on. Zoe Shrub hits the free throw. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. Zoe with 5 points. 25-point lead. Minute 40 to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors will play. Lady Scissors steal the basketball. McWilliams inside will get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Paget commits the foul. And that's her second. And McWilliams hits the first free throw. Now a 24-point lead. Second free throw coming up. And it's good. Lady Scissors trailing now by 23. Minute 25 to go in the ball game. Lady Scissors will play for third place Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio. All right. Fair Grove with the basketball. coming up. And now we got a foul on the Lady Zizzers. And that's going to put Scooby, Scooby, or whatever her name is. And that'll be the fourth foul on Shaylee Pearson. Scooby misses the first free throw. Violet Hafer is going to come in. Peterson come out. Riley Orsborn comes in. Jillian Green comes out. Cameron Brill is in. Zoe Shrub out. Abby Hilt in. Ainsley McWilliams out. So Scobie will shoot the second free throw. It's good. So 70-46 is your score with a minute 8 to go here in the ball game. Hilt will bring the ball up the floor. Gives it up to Violet Hafer on the left wing. Violet gives it back to Hilt. Hilt on the left wing now. 52 seconds. And Lady Zizzer is trying to go after it, and that'll be a backcourt violation. 49 seconds to go. Lady Zizzers will face the loser of the next game between Clever and Rogersville for third place on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Fair Grove will play for the championship at 3:30. Fair Grove with the basketball. And shot goes up, no good. And the rebound comes down to Fair Grove. Fair Grove, 23 seconds to go. There's a shot coming out of the corner. It's good. Three-pointer is good by Carter. Hilt with it. Now we got a foul. So Abby Hilt's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on Tara Padgett. That's her first. And Abby misses the first free throw. One more with 8 seconds to go in the ball game. And missed that one. Rebound to Fair Grove. And they'll bring it across the timeline. And that'll be your ball game. 73-46. Fair Grove defeats the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We'll take a break. And we'll come back with your Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Dr. Franklin shares how his love of the Ozarks helps him serve his patients.
I like being the newest face here. It's just kind of fun, but yeah, I've really enjoyed living here. Used to come over here on weekends for a decade to fish, and I do have a number of fishermen who are, you know, come in for shoulder issues, elbow issues, stuff like that. It's kind of fun to take care of those guys and gals just because I can relate.
See Dr. Russ.